Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this March 28, 2010 workshop, which is being held. What'd I say?
28.
He's really getting paid.
You can't rush.
Yeah, on this, the 31st day of December.
You're right.
Yeah. Anyway, what we're doing here this morning is we're going to have a presentation from Mr. Don Lee, the Executive Director of the Texas Conference for Urban Counties. And it's a very important meeting. It relates to the effect of current and expected TCEQ interpretation of statutes allowing the grant of property tax exemption for industrial pollution control equipment. And any of the commissioners have anything to say before I call on Mr. Lee? Okay, we're going to turn the microphone over to you and educate us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Judge. For the record, my name is Donald Lee. I am your Executive Director at your Texas Conference of Urban Counties. I was just realizing when I drove up here and came into the courthouse, it's been too long since I've been back at this Commissioner's Courthouse. So if you don't mind, I'm going to take a few seconds just to review a little bit of the Texas Conference of Urban Counties to you. We're an association of 36 counties in the state of Texas from the metropolitan and urban areas. Like Beaumont, that work for you collectively to save you money through collaboration and collective efforts. And our goal every day is to try to help you make government more efficient and more effective and more accountable every day, especially in those areas of collaboration. And the principal area we collaborate on is in the legislative representation area and information and analysis of what's going on in Austin, and then speaking with a voice for urban counties in the legislative and rulemaking process. We appreciate very much this county's continued active participation and support of that collaborative effort with your colleague counties. We appreciate your nomination of Commissioner Arnold to serve on our board and his election and his willingness to volunteer his time working on our board of directors. And Commissioner Dominguez and Commissioner Alfred and all each of you I've seen at our meetings, and we appreciate your effort and your participation in our various programs. In 1991, I was still working for Harris County when Mark Stiles, who you were all familiar with, introduced the constitutional amendment and the enacting legislation that was known now as Prop 2. Prop 2 comes from the concept that if you have a boiler with a smokestack that is polluting, and we're going to have environmental regulations that make you put a filter on top of that smokestack, we should tax the smokestack, but not tax the filter. Tax the property that is productive, that we're using to produce goods and services. We don't tax the property that makes the production of goods and services cleaner, that makes it better for our communities. We want to encourage that investment. We want to encourage that property, but we still want to fairly tax the businesses and business activities in the state. That's the theory behind the Prop 2 program. You supported it. The Harris County supported it. I think all counties in the state supported it, as long as that was what we did, that we taxed the productive property, did not tax the pollution control property. After it was put in place, we monitored the actions by TCEQ. The statute did give Texas TCEQ the administrative oversight of this program. If you're a business taxpayer and you've got to put on one of those filters, you come to TCEQ, you say, look, this is a filter, this is pollution control property, I'm not putting it on for the purposes of making things, I'm putting it on the make things cleaner. Then TCEQ says, yep, that's right, we can verify that's pollution control property. They send that to the Central Appraisal District, and the Central Appraisal District is then told, don't tax that. It's eligible for an exemption. Well, as environmental regulations changed, and they went from saying you must have a filter, they went to things like you must reduce emissions. And taxpayers went in and said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to replace my gas-fired boiler with an electric boiler. Electric boilers used to produce heat and make things, but it also produces no emissions. The taxpayers said, it's a pollution control device. You shouldn't tax me on that. We said, no, it's a boiler. It's used to produce goods and services. We found instances where TCEQ was exempting from taxation an electric-powered pump that replaced a gas-powered pump. Now, several things wrong with that, right? We're using it to move a product. It's obviously used in the production of goods and services. Second, all you did was shift the emissions to an electric power plant several counties over. So we went back, and with the help of Representative Alan Ritter, who led the effort, and help from Joe Deschatel, the legislature, at our request, amended 1131 of the tax code to tell TCEQ, develop some specific rules to make sure you're uniform and fair, and in those rules, make sure you have a process to distinguish between property used for production and property used for pollution control purposes. And we developed those rules. We worked with a advisory committee at the Texas at TCEQ, and we went on down the road. Over that time period, a number of efforts were made by businesses to declare certain types of property as pollution control. Property that we looked at and everyone else looked at and said, no, that's productive. These are, an example was hydrotreater, which a refinery puts onto a existing plant to make the fuel that comes out of the plant be cleaner. Very, very important we make this distinction. It doesn't make the plant cleaner. It makes the fuel that comes out of the plant cleaner. Well, it turns out there's a specific provision in 1131 that says you're not entitled to an exemption for making a product cleaner or making a product that has an environmental benefit. It's the production process. If you're making the production process cleaner so that you emit less, you have less emissions and less pollution from the production process, that is exempt. If you're making a product that is cleaner, that is not exempt, because all products now have some level of environmental regulation around them, and a continuing changing level of environmental regulation, usually from the federal government. And if you expanded it to include products, it could be, we don't even know where it stops as far as the size of that tax exemption. TCEQ agreed with us over the years and denied all these applications for hydrotreaters or a heat recovery unit. What's a heat recovery unit? You stick it on a generator, and the generator produces more electricity without more emissions because it uses the heat more efficiently. They want to claim that's a pollution control device because I'm making less emissions per unit of electricity. No, you're not. You're just making more electricity. You're selling for more money. So that was denied. So now we get to 2007, and there's some legislation going through the legislative process. It's not going through the taxation committees. It's not going to any of the regular committees where these sort of issues are looked at. It's going over to the Energy Committee, and it has to deal with clean coal and encouraging clean coal. And amendments are put in there secretly without discussion and much debate that, and frankly, any debate, or any knowledge by anyone who's ever worked on the Prop 2 program. TCEQ wasn't consulted. Those of us who'd been on advisory committees weren't asked to look at it. No one knew about it. Put some language in that amended 1131K to tell TCEQ, here's a list of things that you need to call or look at as pollution control equipment. And it included hydrotreaters. It included heat recovery units, included all sorts of things, and included a big catch-all thing that was kind of like anything else business wants to try to get exempt. It's not that bad. Do I need to stop, Jeff?
Polaro.
I've never heard that before.
It's a fire alarm. It's a building.
You're going to have to speak up, Don.
Do you want me to try to continue, Judge?
No.
Just wait.
We may have to wait until I got. Where's Greg Fallon when you need?
Well, I think that's why that thing went off. We'll
I have to take the stairs.